One, two, three, clap.
You're well ahead.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
From my end.
Oh, from your end, yeah. Hi, and welcome to Hey Buddy, Nice Podcast. Over there in Scotland, looking for that butthole. That is Brogan Hastings. Butthole Raiders. Butthole Raiders artwork.
And over there digging himself into a hole that's Wayne Giovinazzi.
A butthole? Come on, that was a layup.
Look, I'm distracted!
No kidding, there was a heavy silence there. So because Brogan is distracted...
Just like you, listen to your own joke. Your jokes are bad and you should feel bad.
No, my joke, whatever. Let's go to the third party expert. Chris is in studio, in virtual studio. Was it a fail or was it a pass for the joke?
I mean, I thought it was funny. I don't know.
That's all that counts. That's all that counts.
I wasn't expecting. Impartial expert.
We got Chris here because we're recording stuff to hopefully have banked to put out when we are traveling in Vegas. But then again, I'm thinking, is this an episode that we put out before we go? Because I had the thought, how about we do what we did last time and put to tape to digital recording our hopes and dreams and what we hope for in Vegas this year.
We could do that. Yeah, we should do that. I don't know if you were waiting on me to say something or not.
I mean,
I didn't know what to say afterwards.
The whole time by myself. I need someone else to take part in this conversation. Oh
this
my
is
God.
The episode that Wayne monologues for an hour and a half.
You know, there is going to be an episode one day of Murder Party Party Podcast where it just goes, good evening, listeners. We've got a very special guest today. And that guest is the detective who is running the case of the Murder Party Party Podcast. Welcome, detective. Hey, thanks for having me, you know. And I'm just going to have to do that back and forward. And I can't, I'm already fearing that. So I'm not going to make that episode. I think we've sort of given up the, I don't know what the freight, given up the go, we've given up on pretending that Murder Party Party Podcast is other people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. Chris, have you listened to the latest episode of the Murder Party Party Podcast?
I just barely got caught up with ICS yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And
that's fine.
And that was because I had time, I was mowing and weed eating. Yep. So I was like.
I mean, mowing and weeding can be done with earbuds in, but whatever. I see how it is. It's fine.
Well, I know. I got through ICS.
Okay.
5 weeks worth of ICS. Yeah. So
it's just a 12-minute.
5 weeks worth is a lot.
Mm-hmm. 5 weeks is that is. And I think there was at least one bonus episode in there too.
Yeah, because they went to
that podcast fest.
That's the one.
I enjoyed that episode. That was a good episode. But yeah, so Jobeth was our, because Jobeth was our guest a couple of weeks ago on the main Hey Buddy Nice podcast show. Jobeth was the tarot teller. I felt kind of bad because you, Chris, listeners of Hey Buddy Nice podcast may recognize your voice as all of the special guests on Murder Party Party podcast.
Yeah, they all sound Southern and
yeah,
very, very much the same.
Yeah, I think that's the charm that it brings. Yep. It's good. Right, so I don't know.
Also, before we move on, just as we're talking about Murder Party Party Podcast, you do realize that this means that as has been officially announced on ICS, as the ICS All-Stars.
Oh, which yeah.
I am referring to as the Neapolitan Hydra because I think that is a far superior name. There will be four podcasts represented.
Yes.
On stage, not just three.
I think we need. Yeah. Yes. I was going to question you on that, but we should probably make it because people don't necessarily know what you're talking about right now. At Scoop Fest, every Scoop Fest, there is Mikey Newman, Movies with Mikey on YouTube. He is the quiz master, I guess, is what you would call him in this situation. It started off with Ice Cream Social versus Great Night. Brian Brushwood and Justin Robert Young versus
Started off with ICS versus Night Attack.
I know, but I wasn't gonna. Yeah, same thing. That's why I clarified by saying Justin Robert Young and Brian Brushwood. Yeah,
I just meant it in the sense that that's how long ago it was.
Yeah, exactly. But these quizzes, it more than a quiz. It is a way for Mikey to fuck with people by asking questions that are hard to answer.
Nobody is expected to know the answer. It's a 50-50 either way.
Yeah, it's not a quiz based on knowledge. It's more of, can you outbet him?
Yeah, that's right. Is Mikey trying to fuck with me right now or what? For example, one category was, is this a real Kanye West tweet or not?
Right.
Is this
a real Steven Seagal movie? That's the one that I remember.
Yeah, that was the
funniest thing about that is I was listening to Nick talk about it, and he said that apparently because one of the teams that do it is Pod Therapy versus Morning Murders.
Morning Murders, yeah.
And their category was the Kanye West one. Apparently, Nick's partner Laura was sitting in the audience and knew fucking all the answers. Yeah. She was like, my time has come. And you could tell by looking at her face if it was real or not.
But then there was one, is this a real cryptocurrency or not? And I was sitting next to you and you like knew all those answers.
I knew a fair amount. Mm. I knew a fair amount of those answers because I have to know a lot about cryptocurrency for my job.
So it was announced that on Ice Cream Social that this year, because we've already got ICS versus Great Night, of course, we've already got Morning Murders versus Pod Therapy, there is also going to be Two Characters and a Clown versus the Ice Cream All-Stars. Mm-hmm. The Ice Cream All-Stars are us three, so Hey Buddy Nice Podcast, Who Scoops, and Newman. From Newman Podcast.
Newman the Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I knew it was something like that. Newman the Podcast. I just forgot the word the.
Yeah.
So my hopes for that is that they just get really angry. Two Characters in a Crown get really angry that there's only three of them and four of us.
No. I've got an idea to solve this. I thought of this as I was mowing yesterday.
Okay. Yep.
Jimmy needs to bring Jenna.
Yes. Yep. There you go. Yeah. And you know what? Based on these quizzes, probably going to have as much input as anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that now back in 2022, right? Brogan and I, we were walking around the Scoop Fest floor. It had already been floated the idea that we start a podcast. And we mused, how cool would it be one time to be coming out with the Hey Buddy Nice Podcast music playing to do like a Mikey quiz against another podcast or something like that? That was as far as we could see into the future of what we wanted from doing a podcast. Now, the question is, now that that's going to happen, or at least getting to take part in the quiz, do we just give up? Do we stop?
Just that's it. The goal reached.
Yep. That's done. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because that means we don't have to stop being friends. Like, we don't have to end the friendship for the success of the business.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't technically reached it. I mean, the new goal is for $8,000 a month, we will stop.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to say episode 200 and hopefully get a very special guest.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I might ask him.
Yeah, as we speak, we don't know what episode number this is because we're banking some episodes, but it's in the mid 140s at the moment.
Yeah.
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 So I think we can get there.
I'll talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah. How's Who Scoops going?
I'll speak to my contact.
Yeah, speak to your contact. How's Who Scoops going, Chris?
I've got one in the bank. I just haven't had time to edit it.
Yeah.
So we've had a shitload of baseball games. And then if I'm not doing that, I'm working late. So yeah, it's been busy.
Baseball season.
About to be going in two directions all summer.
Oh gosh.
So
like so when you say two directions, is it because both kids?
I got both kids in travel ball. So I just did the calendar yesterday and I'm like, holy shit.
Kids, so, no more baseball. We're now air hockey family.
I've got to figure out. I'm going to make it to where we know more than I said 2 a month, but it's just there's too many going on. So I'm like, all right, no, we're going to have at least a weekend off. So
just stick them on a Greyhound. And I don't mean the bus. I mean the dog. Have them ride a dog to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that will work.
One of them would do that.
Mm-hmm. I would do that. And I don't even like baseball.
Have you actually watched a game? Have you played Changa Changa in the stands?
I have played Changa Changa with the very esteemed Matt Donnelly.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do know that. That's right.
Yeah. Yep. I've been to multiple baseball games. Used to go as a kid to like the professional league in Australia. Mm-hmm. It was enjoyable. You got to shout shit. One time my cousin got his thumb stuck in a Coke can and my dad was like, oh, I can get him out, pulls out this giant knife. And my cousin's mum was like, Michael, you are going nowhere near my son with that. that's my fondest memory of baseball.
Yeah. I've never seen a baseball game.
No, not even on television.
All I have seen are the clips that Chris sends me, which I'm not usually watching for the baseball. I'm usually watching it so I can hear him go full Southern and go, yeah, boy! Yes, sir!
Yeah. Oh, goodness. I don't know if you... Did you... Were you into sports as a kid, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not as much as, you know, on my jock versus nerd scale, I very much lean on that side. But, yeah. I played a season of football.
What position?
Tackle dummy, I think.
Oh, okay. So you're on the training team.
No, I played too, but I mean, it just the coaches had their favorite, you know, no, I won't say favorite, but they had the kids that they actually knew wanted to play and were into it and all that. And so they focused 99% of their attention on them.
Yeah.
And the rest of us. Yeah, just stand over there. Yeah,
that's how it goes.
So, and then I played a season of baseball, and the only reason I didn't keep doing that was my mom just couldn't get me to the games all the time, and she didn't want to rely on the rest of the family to get me there. So,
yeah, it was just can't trust the rest of the family.
My mother is very independent. Very.
Yeah.
To the point, it's like, mother, I will help you with this. Don't try to do it yourself.
I can fix the shingles on the roof. What are you talking about?
That is a legit, like, 2 weeks ago conversation that was had.
My spy drones are working. So,
my mom's not that bad.
Is it fair to say we're not going to go to a baseball game then in Vegas?
Then we'll be
I
playing.
Doubt it.
Cool.
They're not playing.
I don't know if hockey will be on. I know that there is a playoff finals match happening on the 29th of April because Mitzi told me so.
Yeah, and that is which a home is game. After I go home.
No, it isn't. It's before you even get there.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. April. I thought you meant me.
Yeah. It is the day that I arrive in America.
Right.
No, it's not. It's the day after. I only know this because I've been communicating with Mitzi, because before Vegas, me and Kez are stopping off in Anaheim just to do a few days at Disneyland because we enjoy it. And going to be meeting up with Mitzi on one of the days, or one of the nights actually, for a Star Wars night. So I figure of all people, Mitzi, perfect person
Mitzi
to be,
is the person
be
to
hanging
talk
out
to.
With for that. Yeah. So it'll be good to see Mitzi in a situation outside of Vegas. It'll be different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there might not be Golden Knights, but there might be Henderson Silver Knights.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. There might be the Amateur League or whatever the hell they call it. Which, oh, that's right, because they got a new stadium and stuff. So because they used to play at the Orleans, so it's not like it's even nice and close. I don't even know where it is. Somewhere in Henderson, I'm guessing.
I want to say it's... I feel like I've been to their official stadium and it's... Oh, like it's in a nice spot.
Mm.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, but their merch shop is called, because let's be honest, I enjoy watching hockey. I am there for the merch.
Oh, absolutely, you are.
But the Silver Knights have, you know, my favorite style hockey jersey with the laces.
Mm-hmm.
They have one of them for the Silver Knights. And
there you go. And it's going to be cheaper than a Golden Knights.
You'd have to imagine.
You would think.
You know? Yeah.
by at least 22.4%, I reckon.
Maybe a little bit cheaper by about $20, but who cares? But okay, at the end of the day, if I want it, I want it.
I think I'm going to buy a hockey puck this year.
Oh. I have two hockey pucks. I have one from the game that I actually went to and one that I just enjoy that I keep in my car for no reason.
Okay, I'm thinking, won't it melt in your car? But then I remember that you do not live in Australia, so
we don't know what heat is.
Yes, yeah, no idea. I wonder how hot it's going to be in Vegas when we're there. Because last time it snowed.
It was cold as shit.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, yeah.
Cold as
windy,
shit.
Windy, miserable. I loved it.
I brought
it was great.
A tiny jacket.
It was great.
Not ready.
warm
hoodies.
Enough for me.
Yeah, it was. I liked it. It was like it was warmer than normal for Brogan. Okay, so we're all going to the Whiskey Barbecue, right? Jacob's Whiskey Barbecue.
Yep.
Now, I think it was on ICS, or it may have even been on Pod Therapy. Jacob was talking about a super secret guest performer at the Whiskey Barbecue, not saying who it is. I think I've done the math and worked out who it is.
Who do you think it is?
Well, I'll give you the same clues that I used, right?
Uh-huh.
They will be coming from their show in the day.
Okay, so yeah, that's all I need to know.
There you go.
Yep. Are we going to say it on three? We'll go 1, 2, 3 and say who it is?
Yeah, but I think in the official edit, you should beep it out.
Yeah, I will. Okay, ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, I was going to throw something else in there, but I'm like, no.
I know, yeah.
I should have said Chris Angel.
Yeah. So I reckon it's got to be, right? And if so, that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty
else,
cool.
Yeah, who else plays it? 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only other person I thought it might have been was Mox, but obviously with Mox not being there.
That's right, yeah. Oh, so Mox is not going to be there for Scoop Fest weekend. Piff is not going to be there for Scoop Fest weekend.
Nope.
Damn. Wow. I need to reach out.
It's almost as if we shouldn't have scheduled it this very weekend.
Right? I know. I mean,
I'm still angry about it, but okay.
I mean, they've known how long in advance when Scoop Fest was. Surely they didn't book Niagara Falls in Canada or that early.
Niagara Falls. Slowly I turn.
Step by step. Inch by inch.
A second episode in a row, straight over Wayne's head.
Really?
Do you really not know that?
Well, I mean, I might if you tell me what it is.
It's a vaudeville bit, and I want to say...
It's been in everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Has it been in 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter? Don't say yes, because I haven't seen that either.
Probably.
Episode 14. I mean, come on. It's in everything.
Yeah, of course. My first example was going to be The Simpsons, but that would be stupid.
Oh, it's definitely been The Simpsons.
It has to be in The Simpsons, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but we'll just pretend I'll laugh.
It's like I said, it's been on The Lucy Show,
Abbott and Costello and Three Stooges.
Abbott and Costello. I mean, just everything from back then.
Okay, cool. There we go. Right, so let's see. Thinking podcast hopes and dreams. Is there any shows that we want to see that we haven't seen before?
You guys have seen everything.
Do you mean shows as in like Piff, like Penn and Teller?
Yeah.
Okay.
What other type of shows do you think I'm talking about? What television shows do you want to watch?
No,
while
the
you're
way
in Vegas?
You said it, the way you said it, it implied podcasts.
No. Oh, yeah, that would be a question next, though, yeah.
Yeah, but shows-wise, I think I would quite like to see David Copperfield, but I'm kind of on the fence about that.
I know, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's tough to want to see Copperfield.
I don't know if I want to ruin the image I have of it in my head.
What is the image of it in your head?
As an excellent magic show.
Okay, with a giant dinosaur in it.
With a giant dinosaur in it and a man who just happens to be performing since he was a baby.
Yeah. Yep. Before he was even a person.
Before he was even a person.
Yep.
When he was a stick man.
I
never saw snow.
He should have just gone to that Vegas gas station. He would have seen it then. There are things that people say about Carrot Top, right? And there's always Carrot Top is the joke, but I do want to see Carrot Top, I think.
I do too. I've got him on my list.
Yeah, cool.
I had Banachek on the list, had to mark him off.
Oh, he's gone, isn't he? Yeah. His show ended.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
What time is Carrot Top on at the same time as Penn and Teller? Because if that's the case, I might leave you two to Carrot Top and go to Penn and Teller.
Know. No, it's he's at Okay, so the last time I went to Vegas was with work, and they had us tickets to Blue Man.
Yes. Oh yeah, I remember.
Which is fine. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's and so right across, like literally, you come out the Blue Man door, and there's where Carrot Top's.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wish they'd have just gotten us Carrot Top tickets.
Yeah.
Because it was at the same time.
How dare they? Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of other shows that I haven't seen before. I'm if it's running, I kind of want to go to what do they call it? Is it Spice World? Spice Girls tribute act.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't know if SJ is going to be in it or not, but I think that would be enjoyable.
I don't know if it would count as a show, but I would want to go to All Red.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. Especially
and see something live there.
If SJ and the Ruckus is there, especially
Rock of Age, is it Rock of Ages? Is that it? Is it
Rock Vault? Raiding the Rock Vault?
Rock Vault, sorry.
No, yeah, isn't that over? Because now there is, have you seen, it's Raiding the Emo Vault.
No, they're just doing that for a little bit.
Oh, only a little bit? Oh, okay. Yeah. No. So Rock of Ages is still going, is it?
No, I said the wrong one.
That's what I meant. Yep. Yeah. Raiding the Rock Vault. Because that was what SJ was in at the Rio, yeah?
Yes.
But it's no longer at the Rio?
They've moved it, but I can't remember where they've moved it to.
Hard Rock.
Or is it the Hard Rock?
Mm-hmm. When you say the Hard Rock, are we talking about the Mirage or Hard Rock?
You guys know more about Vegas than I do.
Because the Hard Rock is now the Virgin. Mirage is going to be the new Hard Rock.
The new Hard Rock, I believe. I could be wrong.
So, yep. It is somewhere in a hotel in a showroom. That is what we know.
It can be found. It can be found.
Yep. I mean, of course, there's all the shows that we know and love. Of course, Mystère. I think Mystère is a must.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the magic shows, Penn and Teller, Piff the Magic Dragon. I still
put BattleBots on the list.
Yeah, BattleBots. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's up behind the Flamingo-ish area. Yeah. It's within distance. What else is there?
Oh, yeah. If it's playing, I put Screamed.
Yes, yes, Screamed at the Majestic Repertory Theatre, the same place where the Bucket Show will be taking place.
What I will say, just to go back, Raiding the Rock Vault is not at a hotel. It is at the Hard Rock Cafe.
That's why it's Hard Rock. Okay, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So it's literally right next to Ross Dress for Less.
Yes, I was going to say it's next to Coca-Cola
and Walgreens and,
yeah,
all that good stuff.
So I've tried to explain that to my kids. Is it's like, you know, casino
yeah,
Home Depot,
yep
Hooker,
yep.
It's the strangest town I've ever been in, and I love it.
So now you guys aren't you both pretty much not going to the Jockverse Nerd Ball is what the consensus appears to be.
I believe it's on a Penn and Teller night.
Yeah.
I will not miss Penn and Teller for a joke versus Nerd Bowl, considering
that.
I don't dress up anyway.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to. What are you talking about? Last time, apparently, you went as me.
Oh, I just told people it was you.
Okay, good. I was, not planning on anything, but then there was a recent episode of ICS that triggered something in my brain as to what I should go as. And I'm just going to... I'm going to edit this part out. I'm going to play some smooth jazz.
I think it's not for me.
I've
never been a big fan of dress up things like that anyway, though.
Well, you might be a fan of Kez's effort for this one. She's going to come just wearing a trash bag for the ham cannon trick.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I reckon there should just be a roll of trash bags for anyone who doesn't dress up.
Oh my god, I could bring a roll of them.
Yeah, yep.
Like, trash bags, anyone?
Yep.
It's like halfway through the night, just rip it off.
Now, I assume you'll be wearing something under it.
Obviously.
Just some bitch wearing pasties. I know we had this discussion last year, actually, and Scootfest wasn't even on, but we're still very busy. But there are podcasts that we would like to record with, even though we didn't really do any recording of our own show. We just did their shows. Who do we want to see? Who do we want to try and do stuff with?
Well, the ultimate dream goal is Penn.
Oh yeah, that's the
The crane dream. You've been on Piff.
Yeah,
I want to be on Penn. I mean, apart from that, there's two characters and a clown, which I think is already agreed.
Good, because I have not talked to RJ in ages. I haven't talked to anybody, and if that's already
Mind
agreed,
you, I thought that last year, and then RJ got sick.
That's right. Yeah, sick of your bullshit. It's like Brogan always messaging me. That's my RJ impression.
No, he wants us to visit because I have Iron Brew.
Exactly. Yeah.
See, you've already got the ticket in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'll just ride Brogan's coattails. that goes for Penn Sunday School as well.
That depends, because it's at Reddy's house. If there's any inkling that they say you alone, Chris will be getting left out in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Chris, just
know.
Make Brogan Uber. Just make him Uber. Right? You can always ride the dog to Reddy's. That would work.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't staying at the Orleans at all.
No.
You're like, fuck the Orleans.
Well, it was cheaper. It was genuinely cheaper for me to book at the Rio.
That's because the Orleans fucked up their code shit.
No, that was after I put in the code.
Okay,
because I'd
bad.
Booked that ages ago. Mm. That was the first thing I booked because I was like, this is going to go out first. Mm. But I started, because I didn't, when I originally booked it, I didn't know if I was going to be there before Scootfest or after Scootfest. Yeah. So I only booked that block.
Yeah.
And when it was decided, when I knew, like way after like flights and stuff were booked, I thought, right, I'll sort the hotel out. And I got, because I'm a member with the Rio.
Yes.
I have offers and stuff and I worked it out. And yeah, they were like, it was like, what, $300-$400 cheaper to
like
stay at the Rio?
Yeah,
it was significant.
They were sending it out to all the members, except we didn't get one. It was 3 nights free at the Rio.
I got that, plus I got a discount. Yeah. And plus I was talking to someone and he said, I used to go to Vegas a lot. And when the last time I was there, every time I went, I stayed at, I want to say he said the Mirage.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, and the third time I was checking in, I was like, I've been here every time I've been in Vegas. Can I get a discount? And they're like, sure, we'll just upgrade your room.
Shit.
I'm going to be like that.
Oh, I've only been there once. Never mind.
Yeah.
My bad.
This will be time number three for me.
Yeah, it works for you. So as previously documented, I was having trouble getting 3 nights stay in Vegas, and that was during the EDC weekend, Electric Daisy Chain Festival. Because the Rio sold out during those 3 days, so we've had to split our booking for the Rio. Everywhere else, expensive as fuck. And then we thought we'd found like a sort of like an Airbnb kind of thing. Thought we'd booked it, but the person never got back to us. Like never responded to emails or anything. And this is through booking.com. Other travel websites are available. You do not have to use booking.com. And then we're like, we're going to have to find something. So looking at more of those Airbnb type things, and there was one that I think I still kind of regret not going with this one. It was at a person's house, but you get like a private room, private kitchen, private bathroom. The downside is that the person also lives there. The upside was they have 4 cats on property. And all the reviews are like, oh my God, one of the cats slept with me. It's like, oh my God. But no, we went for a more traditional hotel. But it would have been cool to have cats.
Was it a Days Inn?
A Days Inn? No. No. I don't
still
know.
Scarred.
I don't know what it is.
Because Judy doesn't live, Schmidt doesn't live there. I can't go and stay with him.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all. Accommodation is sorted, thankfully. I don't have to sleep on the streets, on those dirty, dirty Vegas streets, which, by the way, I'm buying new shoes specifically to walk the dirty Vegas streets. And when I say new shoes, I mean like cheap ass things, so I don't ruin my good shoes.
I'm pretty sure I chucked away a pair of trainers before I left last year.
Yeah, same. I threw away my NES looking shoes and kept the shoes that I purchased from Ross Dress for Less, which have been my daily shoes at home.
Genuinely, one of my favorite pairs of shoes are the ones that I got at the Vans outlet. The ones that I thought when I got them, I was like, these are half size too big. And then I put stretchy laces in them and I'm like, these are actually perfect.
Didn't you buy a pair of shoes with like a Scottish flag on it or something?
It wasn't a Scottish flag. That's the ones I'm talking about. It was a blue tartan.
Oh, blue tartan.
And the tartan's on fire.
Yep.
And I'm like, yes. I love that. I want to go back there. Because every time I look at shoes now, I'm like, but I got an awesome pair of shoes for like $27.
Yeah. There you go. All right. We're coming up to the important questions now. Where are we eating?
Olive Garden. That's not a debate.
It's no, absolutely not. It's Olive Garden is on the list. Chris, how do you feel about Olive Garden as a Native American?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. It's good family. And when you're there, do you feel like your family?
I miss Olive Garden so much. So much. I think about Olive Garden in my dreams. It is the only thing that is keeping me going on the stupid fucking diet that I'm not losing weight on. The only reason I'm not eating, I'm not stuffing myself full of fucking cookies is because I want to go to Olive Garden and eat all the fucking breadsticks. I need it.
Day 47. I still have not heard from my love, Olive Garden. The war is taxing. I am not
you
giving
not
myself
believe
over to any other foods until I can experience the... Oh, yeah,
you
Chris,
know
I'm
how
definitely
bad
putting
it is.
In backtracking over that.
You know how bad it is? I put it in my writing, and I put in the notes.
In your
like,
nanny fanfic writing?
I put it in the nanny fanfic writing, and I just say, look, I just miss Olive Garden a lot, okay?
We like the chain restaurants that people who live in America are typically like, eh. Olive Garden, Cheesecake Factory.
We do like Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory was pretty damn good. Been there multiple times. Chris?
And Wayne's favorite, Taco Bell.
Oh, yes. I do love me some Taco Bell. That is going to be a lunch staple for me, I think, because it does nothing. It doesn't do anything bad to my insides. It's cheap.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not thinking it's going to be a daily staple. It's going to be a lunchtime staple for me, you know, just to clear it out. No, it's because it's decent portion. You can get like five things for like $7 and you don't have to eat it all. I mean, not that a taco really saves, but it wouldn't stop me eating it the next day. It hasn't before. It won't again. Yeah. Or it can be shareable. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I like
you also like
beefy.
Raising Cane's.
Yeah, I do. But I think the last time I had it, I wasn't as happy and impressed as I was the first time I had it. There are some places at the Rio I definitely want to try in the new food market hall.
Yeah.
Pretty much everywhere that isn't fish in that place, I want to try.
Yeah.
You have an issue with fish.
I don't eat seafood. Yeah, fuck fish, fuck fish, fuck your motherfucking fish.
Also, crumble cookies.
Yeah, crumble cookies.
Going back to crumble cookies, of course.
Yeah, and if you're listening, or should we say that's what we're doing, or no, or should we be a surprise if you know what I'm talking about, Brogan? Yeah.
I do not know what you're talking about.
If two characters and a clown are listening, should we say that that's what we want to bring for dessert?
We've already said that on a previous episode.
How you going, RJ, Jimmy and Johnny?
Yep, cool. Yep. We were speaking at such a register that other people could not hear it. Chris was just like, what are they doing?
I just figured you guys froze. I mean, I didn't understand.
Yep. Pizza wise, I think Evil Pie is my number one.
Evil Pie.
Yep.
Evil Pie.
I did find that Twisted Pizza has the largest mozzarella sticks in the country. They're like a block of cheese.
I do like
And then they roll
sticks.
Them in breadcrumbs.
It was funny because after you mentioned this to me, the video of it came up on my TikTok. And I got, and it is literally like a fucking block of cheese that they just deep fry, and they hold it up, and he has two hands.
Yep.
Good.
Then he pulls it apart. The cheese is
shareable, right?
Oh,
it would have to be.
Yeah.
Or you'll have to go to Taco Bell.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just to hopefully clear something out. Just don't get the Mexican cheese on the tacos.
I also quite like Giordano's.
It was all right. I didn't appreciate it for some reason, and I don't remember what it was. I think because I couldn't eat as much as I wanted.
Yeah.
Because I'd had the appetizers to begin with. That's what it was. Yeah. So I would as much as I love me cheese sticks, mozza sticks. Yeah, I'd just go straight for the pie.
Yep.
Mm.
There is a ice cream shop town called Up in Scoops.
Up in Scoops?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Is it like local or like close strip vicinity or?
No idea. I saw it. And I think it's one of those places where you get to weigh your ice cream.
Oh, like frozen yogurt.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Yep.
I may be misremembering. It's been a while. But
okay.
I would like to see if I can find a Godiva shop for the chocolates.
The chocolates.
Because I like Godiva chocolates.
Still American chocolate, right?
Mm. It's actually good American chocolate, though. I think, because I got a Godiva advent calendar last year, and I really enjoyed that.
I just assumed it was some kind of European chocolate, based on the name.
No, I knew, because I've been to a Godiva shop in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And
New
Godiva,
York City!
I mean, surprise, surprise, why does Brogan want this? Because they mention it on The Nanny.
Yes.
That's the chocolate they always talk about there. So yeah, I want to see if they got it, because I want to see if it's a case of we get different Godiva chocolates than the Americans do.
I think probably because Cadbury is different here than it is in the UK.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope for your sake it isn't different, because I just American chocolate is gross.
You know where a place that did come up on my TikTok was, now we've walked past this, but in one of the Hershey stores, there's a s'mores bar.
Yep.
I would like to get one of them.
Okay.
Have you ever had a s'more?
Good.
I don't think I have.
Oh.
Or if I have, it's...
Have you ever seen a campfire in real life?
No.
Then no, you haven't had a s'more.
I have. Okay, but I haven't had... But I think that... The s'mores I've had have not been over a campfire. They've been from the oven. That's like
over the gas.
Like pre-packaged, like pre-packaged. Oh. Marks and Spencer's, make your own s'mores. Stick us in the oven, then it's done.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder. Did Jacob have a fire at his house last time?
I think it was too windy.
I think it was too hot.
That's right. We were hiding under the table.
Yeah. It's in the afternoon, right? It'd be different if it was an evening event or something.
Yeah, it's in the day. I mean, he's got a gazebo. Maybe he could light a fire up in there. It's possible.
Maybe.
He now has a gazebo, if you're trying to remember if he had a gazebo or not.
No,
he now
I'm
does.
Just not,
I don't think he did, but I do remember like a sort of slight place where he was building something.
A gazebo.
I just don't usually think of lighting a fire in a gazebo.
Yeah, if I'm expecting anything to be in a gazebo, it's a monkey, typically. A monkey in a gazebo. I don't know where that comes from, but it's stuck in my head since childhood. Monkey in a gazebo. I want to go to... So, you know the Link Promenade? You walk out of the Flamingo to the Link Promenade, and to the right is that candy shop, yeah?
Yes.
I want to go there upstairs to the bar and get their flight board for their different candy cocktails. Like, you get, like, three or four
candy
cocktails.
They also had, like, fudge and stuff up there as well, so I was thinking that myself.
So, I mean, I know me and Kez, at least, will dabble in the alcoholic beverages, but if people want to taste them, there's a lot of drink there. So, yeah. So, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. I'd quite like to go back to Sparrow and Wolf, I think.
I mean, Sparrow and Wolf was great. But do you not want to try somewhere new that could be just as great?
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking of places I know the name of.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's definitely a conversation with Mitzi.
Oh, 100%. I mean, Mitzi knows so many restaurants that can cater to me specifically, which is good.
Oh, speaking of catering to you specifically, Here's the nanny. That place that we went with Jobeth and Big Sexy and all that, the vegetarian place.
Yeah.
I really liked that fake beef stuff I got. But Chris, I don't think Chris was there, so he can't even comment on it.
Because that was my actual birthday.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because we went to Penn and Teller that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now look. Don't be bumming me out again.
I actually watched the video from Penn's Sunday School for that last night that I captured. Because obviously Matt was back on the Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And then Penn's just sitting there like, oh, we had your Scottish scoops and I signed the Marvel poster. And I'm like, Penn!
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of Penn Sunday School and Brogan Hastings, you know the missing episode of Penn Sunday School?
Yes.
They got rid of it because of the Beatles talk. I have that episode if you want it. Yeah, oh, yeah. Nice. I just searched the name of the episode and download, and it was like being hosted everywhere else.
Nice.
So, yeah, easy. So it's part of my archive. Archive. So if you do want to listen to Penn talking about you again, I can hit you up.
He barely mentioned.
Oh, really?
To be honest, I just enjoyed it for the past. I like any mention of myself on April because it makes me feel good.
Look,
I need constant validation. Constant.
100% agree. So Chris is up to date now as well on ICS. So I had my Scoopity episode played, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty much no better feeling than Matthew Donnelly laughing at a joke that you've made sincerely. So it was the. It's a terrible comic. It really is. God cunting, damn it. Excuse me, sir. I'm a man of the cloth. And then,
yeah,
the punchline to that, which
you,
I don't want
you
to
shocked
repeat.
Paul. And that's,
yes,
yeah. that's shocked tough Paul. To do.
That is a good feeling as well.
He said, whoa.
Yeah. I remember you showing me this before you sent it in.
Oh,
because you were not sure about that.
Remember I told you about the comic. I said, I don't want to show anyone the comic. I don't want to show you even the comic. And then you sort of like, just fucking show me it. Jovanazzi. Yep. And then the next episode.
Of course, I was I think that was one I was actually watching you draw. And I'm like,
yes,
do it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. you were the devil and the angel on my shoulder, both saying, fucking go for it. Mm-hmm. And then the next episode, my favorite part of this episode is when Paul's talking about his dog killing the rabbit. And Matt says, oh, it reminds me of that distasteful child molester joke. And Paul's like, no, tell the tasteful child molester joke. And then they're telling jokes. And then Jacob tells the joke of the wife comes into the room wearing a new dress and says, sweetie, can you tell me, do I look fat in this dress?
Oh, yeah.
Her husband says, look, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. And whether you like it or not, if you agree,
have to promise me that no matter what you
won't be mad at me. Okay, I promise I won't be mad. Okay, I'm fucking your sister, which is a funny joke. And then Matt says, that sounds like a Wayne Geo comic.
He did say that.
Exactly what you said. Anytime hearing people talk about you in positive light, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at? What else have I got written down? Okay, we're going to take bets now. Are we going to record anything of Hey Buddy Nice podcast while we're away?
No.
I agree.
We don't have the setup for it. We don't have the...
Yep.
We're traveling too far to carry any kind of setup, really.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And it's not worth it for the amount of time. Yeah.
I mean, what I would like to try and do is, I mean, we're there for a few weeks, so maybe talk to Pod Therapy and be like, hey, maybe there's a night we can stop by, do your show, and then record something with us. Doesn't have to be full length. It can be like half an hour, 45, and like do it in the churn.
The problem with that is they record Pod Therapy so late.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're going to the bar after.
Well, you could just do a double post. I mean, that's what you
Yeah,
could
there
do.
Is that. There is that too. It's tough. We've already talked about this. We definitely want to do a Murder Party podcast with Paul Mattingly, if he will grace our airwaves with his voice. Sorry, Chris. That's just another guest. That,
No, that's okay. I see how it is. You just help build up a media empire, and they just let you go.
I'm
being Zuckerberged.
Kick you to the curb, buddy. Kick you to the curb.
They just use your mind and then never give you credit.
Yep.
Right.
No.
In the wise words of Dolly Parton.
I was going to say, I love Chris for his body.
All right. No, yeah. I'm cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do we want to say? Because I'm thinking we start to wrap this episode up.
But what we can say is we said at the start of this episode that Brogan is trying to find something.
That's right.
Can't remember if we actually said it. Butthole Raiders. I still not found it.
My goodness.
Still.
I'm on untitled artwork 142.
It might be time just to redraw it.
Yeah. I have to open. The problem is, because they're all saved as Procreate files, I have to I have to open them in Procreate.
Because it won't even show you the thumbnail until you've opened it.
It won't. Yeah.
Fuck. Right. Oh. Yeah, all right. Let's close
I'm
this
gonna
show.
I'll go get the onesie anyway. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Chris, you can find Chris on social media through Who Scoops or just as himself.
Less and less often, but yes, I'm still around.
that is with all of us, less and less often. But you can also find us at NicePodBud on all social media. We're not really taking a break, but we are because we're going to be away. This is the last real recording day I have before I jet away. So hopefully some bank episodes will hit your ears. But you can still write to us at admin@nicepodbud.com or nicepodbud.com and use the contact form. We'll still have your emails. Send us your art crimes, etc. We love art crimes. In fact, we just recorded an episode which was pretty much all about art crimes with a very special guest. You may have heard it already, I don't know. But you can also reach out to Brogan on social media when they're around at 7 Billion Needles.
And you can talk to Wayne at Wayne Geo.
So that's it. Maybe we'll see some of you at Scootfest and in Vegas. Until then, thanks for stopping by and having a listen.
As always, stay fresh, cheesebags.